Alternative thermodynamic rigid cushion loading inventor for microclimate characterization and full body support surfaces. And Dang, BS1, Evren Call, MS2EC Service 1, Weber State University 2. Abstract aim, pressure injuries frequently occur in hospital environments and can lead to secondary infections and complications in patient condition. The onset of pressure injuries is facilitated through the microclimate environment at the patient surface interface of a full body support surface, i.e. a mattress, pad, and or overlay. Specifically, the temperature and humidity are the primary contributors to microclimate conditions and, consequently, to the risk of pressure injury development. Standard testing methods aim to characterize microclimate conditions through the measurement of these two variables. Microclimate characterization is critical in the determination of a surface's viability for use, especially with patients possessing a higher risk for pressure injury. Current methods employ the use of circulating water to deliver heat and moisture. A novel system is described to provide improved functionality without the sacrifice of repeatability and reliability, the Bronze Thermodynamic Rigid Loading Indenter, BTRLI. Materials. The BTRLI is casted from bronze to form the rigid buttock of the indenter. Microclimate conditions were assessed using 4-powered low air loss mattresses manufactured by KAP, Hill Rome, and Freedom Medical. Methods. Testing was performed in triplicate for 3 hours on each surface, with the BTRLI temperature maintained at 37, plus minus sine 1 degree Celsius and weighted to achieve a total load of 285, plus minus sine 10 newtons. The BTRLI was loaded with 200 milliliters of distilled water to provide consistent moisture delivery. 5 sensors measured temperature and percent relative humidity, RH, were placed on the ischial tuberosities, ITs, perineum, and thighs of the indenter. Results. Temperature and percent RH measurements were similar for all support surfaces tested. Conclusion. The BTRLI is a repeatable system, able to perform to specification during extended testing, providing reliable characterization for full-body support surfaces. Introduction. Clinical prevalence of pressure injury is a substantial issue in U.S. healthcare. Pressure injuries account for approximately $6 to $15 billion in annual healthcare costs in the U.S., Markova and Mosto, 2012. In addition to monetary concerns, pressure injuries impose a great degree of discomfort and risk to patients, affecting up to 38, 23.9, and 17% of those in acute, long-term, and home care respectively, Jalali and Razi, 2005. Severely limited or restricted movement is a high pressure injury risk factor, Ferguson Pell, Wilkie, Ruswick, and Barbnow, 1980. Unrelieved pressure is one mechanism in the cascade of pressure ulcer development. Specifically, pressure injuries are a result of ischemic soft tissues evolving into open sores and skin lesions. Reagan, T-cell, Wolf, Keist, Mortensen, and Arbut, 2009. The breach in the dermis epidermis and the chronic nature of pressure injury can frequently lead to secondary, and possibly life-threatening, infection. Russo, Steiner, and Spector, 2006. Along with mechanical factors, such as pressure, friction, and shear, microclimate, temperature and moisture conditions are implicated in pressure injury formation, Brienza and Geyer, 2005. Therefore, it is essential to characterize the microclimate of a full-body support surface in order to assess its viability for patients with low to restricted mobility. The current U.S. standard for microclimate testing of full-body support surfaces is RESNASS1:2014, Section 3. It specifies the use of a thermodynamic rigid cushion loading indenter, TRCLI, to load a support surface while delivering heat and moisture, ANSIRESNA. The indenter provides consistent microclimate delivery and a geometric shape analogous to the buttocks to simulate in vivo conditions, ISOFDIS, Ferguson Pell, Hirose, Nicholson, and Call, 2009. However, using the TRCLI for multiple tests requires intensive maintenance. This manifests in the form of microbial growth or biofouling in the pores of the TRCLI moisture-permeable membrane, limiting function and eventually blocking moisture delivery completely. Another proposed indenter utilizes a plaster-molded polyurethane indenter and a peristaltic pump to deliver moisture, Frido, Cypress, Amal Raj, Yuz Yufishuk, and Bogey, 2016. An alternative system is described to alleviate the moisture delivery issue of the TRCLI and to provide a simple, but effective method for microclimate characterization, the Bronze Thermodynamic Rigid Loading Indenter, BTRLI. Materials. The BTRLI was designed to match the functionality of the TRCLI specified in RESNASS1:2014, Section 3 and ISO 16840, Part 2 Annex, A Table 1A, with improved efficiency between test periods. The BTRLI was casted out of bronze as a shell to match to the geometry and moisture port pattern of the TRCLI. The choice of bronze was twofold, to maintain structural stability under load and to provide conductive mass, allowing for the distribution of heat. To deliver moisture, a moisture reservoir was employed, using evaporation as a delivery mode. Specifically, two water-loaded towels with high evaporative capacities were placed inside the bronze shell, covering the moisture delivery pores. This allows moisture vapor to pass through the pores of the inventor onto the surface of the mattress as the water evaporates from the heat. The BTRLI's heat was provided via two 120V, 280W silicone rubber strip heaters. The heaters were adhered to the inner surface of the bronze shell, figure 1. Heat output was controlled with a digital 100-240V AC PID temperature controller, PT100 thermocouple, and a 10A solid-state relay. System temperature and humidity at the test interface figure 1, strip heater locations on the inside of the bronze shell, highlighted in green, was monitored with 5 heat and humidity sensors placed at the perineum, each IT, and each thigh. The BTRLI is mounted on a dual uniaxial pneumatic loading frame, which allows the inventor to load a test surface via gravity through a linear bearing. Methods ambient conditions were measured throughout each trial. System temperature was set to 37, plus minus sign 1 degree Celsius, and the BTRLI was allowed sufficient time for the temperature to reach equilibrium. The two evaporative towels were placed in the BTRLI while the inventor was heated. Each towel was primed with 100 milliliters of distilled water and placed back inside the inventor. The BTRLI was weighted to achieve a total load of 285, plus minus sign 10 newtons, before engaging the load onto the test surface. The temperature and humidity was measured and recorded every 30 seconds for a total of 180 minutes. Three trials were performed per surface. 60 minutes between identical surface trials was allowed in order for full surface recovery. Three full body support surfaces were used for testing: low air loss mattresses from KAP, Hill Rome, and Freedom Medical. Table 1. Average BTRLI surface interface temperature and humidity at specified time points. Greek small letter alpha equals 0.05. Average temperature, degrees C, 60 minutes. 120 minutes, 175 minutes, max. KAP, 33.3, plus minus sign 0.2, 33.3, plus minus sign 0.2, 33.2, plus minus sign 0.2, 33.4, plus minus sign 0.3. Hill Rome 1, 33.6, plus minus sign 0.1, 33.8, plus minus sign 0, 33.9, plus minus sign 0, 33.9, plus minus sign 0. Hill Rome 2, 34.1, plus minus sign 0.1, 34.3, plus minus sign 0.1, 34.4, plus minus sign 0.1, 34.4, plus minus sign 0.1. Freedom, 34.2, plus minus sign 0.1, 34.6, plus minus sign 0.2, 34.7, plus minus sign 0.1, 34.7, plus minus sign 0.2. Average relative humidity percent, 60 minutes, 120 minutes, 175 minutes, max. KAP, 83.1, plus minus sign 1.2, 86.8, plus minus sign 0.6, 88.3, plus minus sign 0.4, 88.4, plus minus sign 0.4. Hill Rome 1, 72, plus minus sign 0.7, 71.3, plus minus sign 0.5, 71.4, plus minus sign 0.3, 72.4, plus minus sign 0.5. Hill Rome 2, 80, plus minus sign 0.1, 80.4, plus minus sign 0.1, 80.4, plus minus sign 0.3, 80.5, plus minus sign 0.2. Freedom, 80.1, plus minus sign 0.5, 81.9, plus minus sign 0.7, 82.4, plus minus sign 0.8, 82.5, plus minus sign 0.8. Figure 3, average interface and ambient temperature over time, describes for all surfaces. Results: the BRLI performed to specification, allowing for the microclimate full body support surface characterization without failure or malfunction. Furthermore, the BTRLI figure 2, interface temperature and humidity at specified time points, Greek small letter alpha equals 0.05. Figure 4, average interface and ambient RH over time, described for all surfaces. Maintained its reliability and demonstrated repeatability throughout the duration of the testing period. Figure 2, Figure 4 and Table 1 illustrate the test data. Discussion: the BTRLI temperature controller was programmed to maintain temperature at 37 degrees Celsius. The observed maximum interface temperature across the four commercial low air loss mattresses was consistently similar, between 33-35 degrees Celsius. Heat dissipation is the likely cause for the difference in controller and interface B, the likely cause of the range in max relative humidity. Precise heat and moisture deliver was demonstrated with the BTRLI. This is substantiated by the low variance seen between trials for individual surfaces, across all surfaces, for both temperature and humidity. No biofouling or microbial growth was observed while the BTRLI system was in use. Biofouling is one of the major and most cumbersome issues for the TRCLI. In the BTRLI, the moisture-loaded evaporative towels provided a consistent method of moisture delivery, with little to no pore obstruction. In order to avoid microbial growth, the towels required drying after 8-12 hours of use. The BTRLI does face some limitations. The most immediate limitation is the direct heating of the indenter perineum. The perineum is one of the warmest areas on the human body, and the BTRLI system does not currently simulate that aspect. Another limitation is the corrosion of the bronze metal after repeated exposure to water. However, this is of little concern if maintenance is routine. Conclusion: the BTRLI system is a repeatable and reliable alternative to the current TRCLI listed in microclimate testing standards. The system's method of moisture delivery avoids the complications of membrane biofouling and integrated maintenance. Constant heat and moisture delivery is observed through the commercial full-body support surfaces tested. References: ANSIRESNA. ND. Standard protocol for measuring heat and water vapor dissipation characteristics of full-body support surfaces. Body analog method. ANSIRESNASS1, colon 2014. Brienza, D. M., and Geyer, M. J. 2005, April. Using support surfaces to manage tissue integrity. Advances in skin and wound care, 151-157. Ferguson Pell, M., Hirosa, H., Nicholson, G., and Call, E. 2009. Thermodynamic rigid cushion loading indenture. A buttock-shaped temperature and humidity measurement system for cushioning surfaces under anatomical compression conditions. Journal of Rehabilitation Research and Development, 46, 945-956. Ferguson Pell, M., Wilkie, I., Ruswick, J., and Barbnow, J. 1980. Pressure sore prevention for the wheelchair-bound spinal injury patient. Journal of Paratoga, 18, 4250. Frito, T., Cypress, A., Amoraj, S., Yuzu Fishhook, M., and Bogey, K. 2016. Development of a sitting microenvironment simulator for wheelchair cushion assessment. Journal of Tissue Viability, 25, 175-179. ISO FDIS. ND. Wheelchair Seating. Part 2. Determination of physical and mechanical characteristics of devices intended to manage tissue integrity. Seat cushions. ISO FDIS 16842:2007. Jalali, R., and Razi, M. 2005. Predicting pressure ulcer risk. Comparing the predictive validity of four scales. Advances in skin and wound care, 18, 92-97. Markova, A., and Mosto, E. 2012. U.S. Skin Disease Assessment. Ulcer and Wound Care. Dermatological Clinics, 31, 107-111. Reagan, M., Tiesel, R., Wolf, D., Keist, D., Mortensen, W., and Arbut, J. 2009. A systematic review of therapeutic interventions for pressure ulcers after spinal cord injury. Archives of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, 92, 213-231. Russo, C., A., Steiner, C., and Spector, W. 2006. Hospitalizations related to pressure ulcers among adults 18 years and older, 2006. Healthcare Cost and Utilization Project. Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality.